savings, like a new 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT Crew Cab 4x4 truck with over $7,250 below MSRP with the current Chevy trade. Or get a 2024 Silverado 1500 Custom Crew Cab 4x4 for only $449 per month, 36-month, 36,000-mile lease with $5,000 trade equity or cash. And we're offering top dollar for your quality trade-in. You'll get our best deal every day at Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia. So come see us today or visit us 24/7 at longvineauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
KVU News Time 828, Newsmaker 2-time, and Carolyn Dorsey joining us here to talk about a special basketball-related fundraiser here this morning.
Carolyn, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Glad to.
8:30 on a Monday. It's wonderful.
Beautiful morning out there, too, huh?
Absolutely. It's great outside.
Well,
I'm on here making pet food. It's going good.
Yeah, well,
good deal.
It's good to hear your voice again. Long time no talk here as Carolyn, of course, the longtime Lady Spartan head basketball coach, was with us on a number of occasions. Of course, was on the air almost daily, you know, during her tenure as the coach. We're going to be talking basketball here this morning, but we've got a fundraiser going on for what, a junior Spartans basketball team?
We do. We have a sixth grade junior Spartan basketball team, all Emporia kids. One Opie kid, one Lebo kid. So there's 13, I think, on the roster. So 11 Emporia kids, and then a Lebo and an Opie kid. And then my son, who's a fifth grader, actually. But that's who the team is. It's a great group of boys. They do football, basketball, track, baseball. They're all very, very active. And it's the future, you know. We spent a lot of time talking. I do miss you guys. I always enjoyed my little segments. There's some things I miss about coaching in that regard. but yeah, others maybe not as much. But this is the way I can still coach and get to pick and choose the things that, you know, I get to control a little bit better. And this is a good group. I've been with them since COVID started, and we're trying to get them out in the community. I want the community of Emporia and those surrounding areas to know these boys, because you're going to see them in multi sports here in the next couple of years coming.
Okay, so before we start talking a little bit about that, let's talk about what you have on the schedule here to raise funds so they can get out in the community a little bit.
Yeah, so on Sunday, January 26th, from 12 to 3, 627, which Ashley Kopecky at the 627 event space is amazing. In terms of somebody who has a passion for Emporia, she absolutely does. You know, she's always so willing to help. And I reached out to her. And again, she just up and runs with it and supports every single thing about it. So she's awesome to work with. But so she's opening up on Sunday for our boys. It'll be a taco supper, just something semi-easy for her to staff and help manage. And then our boys will be there working, running food to the tables, clearing stuff as much as they can without getting in a restaurant's way. But like I said, so they'll be there physically. And then while they're there, we have several raffle items. So the taco lunch is the big fundraiser of the day. But in addition, we thought we'd kind of piggyback off the idea we had last year with the high school girls, which is what we ran, and I went ahead and stole it for these boys. We're gonna raffle off a Super Bowl platter. So it feeds 12 to 14, we have smoked meat that's going to be on there. There's, you know, deer jerky or deer sausage. Is it deer jerky? Is it deer jerky? I don't know. It's deer meat. It'll be good. Jalapeno cheddar. There's a bunch of sides. There's dip that all the parents have signed up for to help make. Cheesecake, cookies. And the boys will go out and deliver it on Super Bowl Sunday. You know, we're hoping the Chiefs are in that, obviously.
Yeah,
but if not, it's still fun to get to celebrate with. So that will be raffled off on Ashley's 627 Facebook page. But there'll also be flyers down there the day of the taco supper. If you don't have Facebook, you can go in and log a vote that way also. And then, in addition, Michelle Margeson, who's been phenomenal to work with the community as well, you know, with her Ignite Emporia stuff, she's reached out to several local businesses who've been awesome and are donating raffle items that will be down there. So we're raffling off a round for two at the municipal. There's Mr. G's Car Wash. There's, you know, merchandise from, you know, the sports store here in town. Like, it's just, there's probably 10 to 12 raffle items in addition to the taco supper or Super Bowl platter.
So what will be the cost of a raffle ticket or tickets?
Well, so for the Super Bowl platter, it's a online bidding, I should say. It's the highest bid. For the taco supper, you can do platters or you can do a combo. It's $15, and you get 5 tacos, chips, salsa, and it includes a drink. And then the taco platters is you can do a 10 taco platter with chips and salsa for $25, or you can do a 20 taco platter, chips and salsa for $40. But they are asking that you pre-order those platters. That way, on the day of, it's a little bit easier to manage. But, I mean, and we'll just, obviously, we're open for donations, too. But the biggest thing is the boys, they're a little bougie. I do love them. They're a little bougie, a little fancy.
That's
I have no
amazing.
Idea where they get that from, boys. No idea where they get the bougie from. My son is one of them. You know, but we tried it. I bought them last year. We did a fundraiser, and they got new uniforms. And we added three kids to the team. So we're trying to grow. You know, and I did this for a long time. For success, you have to get investment in the youth hooked at a young age, and parents. And there's a really good group of parents who really want their kids to be successful and are bought in. And, you know, so we added kids. So we need, you know, we pay out of pocket for their uniforms, and they're getting bigger. They're growing like weeds right now. And so just to kind of keep tournament fees down, or, you know, nice little items like a little hoodie with their names on it, which they think is pretty cool. I just, like I said, that's kind of why we're fundraising. And then on top of it, I want Emporia to support them. Because when you see their name in the newspapers here in the next couple of years, or you guys talk to them on the radio, whatever.
There you go. Don't forget us now, you know? Coach.
Yeah,
don't leave us in the dust there.
Yeah. Hey, I'm like their agent. So if you're pulling them in, I'm coming. You know that, right? I am on behalf of them. When they sign their NIL money, whenever they get talked to, I'm going to help work with their PR.
Awesome. You mentioned here, too, that a lot of this has to do with getting kids out in the community. I guess this is something that I did a couple of years back in Nebraska doing youth coaching, and that this was not at all anything that was a conversation point back in the late 90s, early 2000s. Why is it so important here for kids to have that community experience as opposed to just strictly getting in and playing ball?
I think one of the biggest differences, and we've talked about, is the surrounding areas, the smaller schools, they have their perks. You know, big schools have perks, and we have downfalls for sure. Small schools have perks, and they have downfalls. But one of the best thing that you see is that community feel where that entire town shuts down and they come to those games, and they're invested in those kids, and those kids learn those soft skills that we're trying to teach them. You know, my kids are, I'm on them all the time, eye contact when you talk to somebody, thank you as you see them. You know, like we think the middle school lets us practice there, which has been a great facility. And Mr. Trujillo at the middle school has been awesome to my boys. And, you know, teaching them to say thank you when they see them in the hallway, just learning to be a student athlete and understanding that there's community members that it's always bigger than you. There's community members that, you know, have lost kids or siblings or things like that. And they live through these kids. And that's what you try to form those connections with. And anytime you get that buy-in, hey, it keeps the kids straight-laced. You know, these guys are student athletes. They should be good kids growing up, but there's always ways that they could step, and there's always those struggles that you try to keep them out of, and this hooks them. You know, this gives them a purpose, and this gives more eyes watching them, and all of a sudden now they, you know, making that right decision sometimes is easier, and learning to handle success in a spotlight level. You know, several of these boys, mine included, my boyfriend's son also, man, they are college. They want to be college athletes. They think they're signing the biggest NIL money, and they want to be in the pros. Now, we're going to have some fallback plans, but they got to learn to handle all of that. And this is just part of that thing where, again, if a community supports these kids, and in Emporia, we're such a weird school in terms of we have six elementary schools. I mean, our feeder programs just are not set up very well. And this is a way to get people to know them. You know, there's tons of people in this town that are willing to support, you know, if they feel appreciated and if they know you. And I think that this is just a good way for outreach on both parties involved.
So you got the team. We got the coach. Is there a league that you're involved with? How does that work as far as games and where you play? And how's that all set up?
Yeah, so we've been traveling up to Topeka. We play up in Sports Zone in Topeka, which has been a really good experience. You know, it's not like MAYB where they just turn you loose and you press up 40. You can only press a certain amount of points last 10 minutes of the game. We're playing against Washburn Rule. You know, there's just we played against a lot of the school kids from Seaman, a lot of the kids from Silver Lake. I mean, it's good quality competition. So we did the first session from like November through Christmas, and then now we're in session two. I think we took second up there first session. And then now we're in second session two, and then we try to sprinkle in a tournament once a month, maybe, that we can go travel and play some travel ball with, too. And it's a little bit harder right now because mine and my boyfriend's kid are doing that travel football team. So it's hard because basketball season, but we're still kind of dancing around other schedules and things like that. But we hit it pretty hard from November to March. And then most of these kids are baseball kids in some form of fashion. And then football, you know, is in the summer. So we try to only take up a lot of their time in that true winter season, so that way they can be 3-4 sport athletes, which is what most of these boys are.
So there's travel football going on right now?
There is. It's insane. I know.
Man.
It is.
Okay.
My son made that team last year out of Kansas City. It's a travel club team, the Hawks. And, you know, my boyfriend's son made it this year with him. And so we're actually headed to Vegas Thursday to go play some football, boys.
Oof.
60 degrees there. I'm pretty pumped. But, yeah, this will be it. It's done after this weekend. And then that will resume in the summer again. But, yeah, we went ahead and, like I said, it got her name out, knew a person who was advertising it, and they tried out, and I made it. So it's a pretty cool experience because they're competing with some really good kids out of Kansas City and Wichita and all over the state, actually.
All right, Carolyn, January 26th, 627 Event Space, a taco supper. Lay it out for us again.
Yeah, love to see everyone down there. The boys will be down there. They're willing to help serve. They're cute as all get out right now. They haven't hit their awkward stage yet, so they're still adorable. But, yeah, you can come in, like I said, and when you're down there, there's tons of raffle tickets or raffle baskets. Again, it's been I can run through that. Midas Touch has donated. ESU's donated some basketball tickets. There's jewelry, Mr. G's, the Chamber of Commerce, a free oil change at Quick Lane. Katie Matthews at Eck Real Estate has donated a basket. Chiropractor Britton in town donated. So, like I said, there's tons of stuff that you can purchase down there of the day. And then the other big hitter, in addition to the taco platters, the Super Bowl spread. Like I said, that's an online bidding. But again, it feeds 12 to 14 with all kinds of sides and smoked meats and desserts for you the day of Super Bowl. The boys will show up and just deliver it to your house. You can have your party going, and they'll drop the food off and walk out. So, and then the taco platter of the day of $15 for a 5 taco combo, and then or the taco platters, $25 for 10, $40 for 20. But like I said, pre-order those. And all of that's on social media, and if you don't have it, reach out. Find a way to get a hold of me or anybody at the radio station, and I can get you the details better.
All right. Now, do they? Is there taco takeout available there for that? Do you know?
Yes, it will be. Yep, it will be.
Good.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, sounds good. Well, Carolyn, really appreciate your time with us here today. I think we'll have you in one more time shortly before the big afternoon, and really appreciate you. Really appreciate your time with us, getting the word out, and we're looking forward to helping you out.
Hey, we love the fact that you can advertise and get and support the community, and you know me, anytime I can get on here and chat with you guys, I'm all for it. So
yeah, well, I'm glad you kind of broken out of your shell a little bit here with us here this morning, Caroline.
Yeah, I'm pretty reserved about this, you know. I've lost my edge. I keep my filter at bay. You know, I've turned over a new leaf, guys, completely. I promise.
Oh, come on. Don't go changing now, Carolyn. All right.
No, you know I can't. It's not in my genes. I've tried.
Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Carolyn.
Good talking to you guys. Thanks again.
All right, Carolyn Dorsey, a fundraiser for the Junior Spartan basketball team coming up January 26th at 627 Event Space.
Yeah, great stuff. And
she's a character, I'll tell
my
you.
My goodness, yeah. And I'm not exactly sure if the...